Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Joe Tutelamondo, who is Vice President and General Manager with XL Brands, a major adhesive company in the commercial market. Joe, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you, Kemp.
Good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you because you've been in the news on Florida Daily recently. I want to catch up with you on that. But before we do that, why don't you just ground our audience, tell us who XL Brands is.
XL is known primarily as a commercial floor covering adhesive supplier. We've been in the business for over 30 years now, Kemp. We started and still are today primarily a commercial floor covering adhesive manufacturer, but we're broadening and branching that technology arm out to include floor covering solutions, which are moisture suppression systems, a variety of different waterborne systems. We're launching a new moisture suppression system at surfaces this year that's going to be in a sheet form or a barrier form. We're anticipating that our moisture protection on that is going to be upwards of 98% relative humidity. But again, we don't want to limit ourselves or be viewed or categorized simply as a commercial floor covering adhesive manufacturer, although we still do have a main stake in that type of technology.
Now, the reason you've been in the news is because you have announced that you're moving into a very large facility, moving from two or three smaller locations into one location. Talk a little bit about that.
Our growth over the course of the last 7 years has been relatively significant, regardless of the down economy or the decline in business activity on the commercial floor covering side. And what we're doing, we embarked on designing and building a state-of-the-art facility that's going to be just about 123,000 square feet, 1 mile north of where our current manufacturing facility is here on Highway 41. What this does, and kind of a fun little phrase that I came up with here a few weeks ago, is this new facility is not only to accommodate what it is we've done, but more so what it is we're going to do with regards to a forward look perspective.
We know you pretty well. We just did the December issue, which is in the mail now, and most people should be getting this week. We poll most of the contract dealers, and we ask them as part of this research to tell us who their favorite adhesive suppliers are. And we do this research every other year. We did it in 2009. You came in third place, so you've moved up. You're in second place behind a major international firm, MAPA. So I think that's a pretty good company you're keeping to be in second place, especially since a lot of what you sell is private label.
Yeah, we're delighted, obviously, moving up that notch, you know, with regards to the survey. And as you touched on, we are primarily a private label manufacturer for a variety of different mills or manufacturers. And to have the brand recognition with regards to XL Brands is kind of nice.
Now, another part of that research told us for the first time that modular carpet in the commercial market has passed Broadloom as far as growth and is now actually a little bit bigger than Broadloom by just a point or two. But we consider that to be major news because Broadloom, as most people know, is the number one flooring category for the commercial market. So how does that affect the adhesive business?
On the adhesive side, it really doesn't affect or impact the adhesive business. It impacts the type of adhesive that's being used. Mm-hmm. You get within the modular segment, and the type of technology is very different versus the Broadloom side of the equation.
One might think that since some people install modular as a floating floor, that you would see a little bit of a downturn, but that's not the case.
That's not the case at all. In essence, the pie on the modular side is growing ever larger. Mm-hmm. So the percentage that do not use adhesive, some of the floating floor systems that you referenced, mm-hmm. although it may be growing, so grows our business as modular business grows.
Let's talk about moisture for a minute. You just, at the intro there, talked a little bit about a new product you had that's a film. I've seen a little bit about it. Why is concrete moisture such an ever-continuing issue in the installation business?
Well, you know, you've got a lot of experts in the concrete moisture side of the equation that could probably speak more adequately to that question, but I can share just a little bit of insight. Number one, concrete over the course of the last few years and likely going forward is very different than the concrete that was being used dating back a number of years. We're seeing a lot of additives being incorporated into new concrete slabs today that include fillers, they include curing agents, they include hardening agents and things of that nature that all impact or interfere potentially with the adhesion characteristics that are necessary to secure the flooring to the concrete. But moisture with the fast track constructions is a key issue. In fact, it's the number one industry issue. And although the number of installations that have moisture issues as a percentage are probably relatively low. They are so visible, and the potential risk and liability associated with that small percentage of the installations is so high that additional solutions need to be offered in that category to assist the industry with overcoming some of those scenarios.
Yeah, and you've got now a new film that is a solution for this.
We believe it is. We're in the final stages of testing. We're doing some additional beta test site installations with the, we're going to reference it as MS-98, and it's a moisture suppression system that we're feeling pretty confident and comfortable will go up to 98% relative humidity. And what it is it's a very easy product to use that can be installed by people that really aren't necessarily experts with regards to some of the competitive systems, being two-part epoxies or systems in that arena. This is something that an installer, it's very similar to broad loom carpet installation, interestingly enough. Without the stretching, it will be a free-floating system, and we're anticipating a number of different positive benefits and characteristics that we'll be able to market a little bit more adequately and specifically once we test them.
Well, Joe, a lot of people see adhesive companies as compounders. You buy materials from major chemical companies and put them together in the optimal recipe for performance. And so raw material pricing is a big factor. How's that affected your business?
We started to see points of reference with regards to raw material pricing in 2011, much the same as what we saw in 2008. We saw some significant increases that, you know, are primarily being blamed on a shortage of feedstock type materials. And part of the reason that some of those shortages exist is because, you know, dating back to 2008, a lot of our suppliers started to throttle back or minimize their manufacturing or operational facilities. So they took a lot of capacity out of the marketplace, which has kept raw material pricing higher. And then, of course, anything to do with oil derivatives or oil offshoots have been impacted as crude oil has floated all over the marketplace with regards to pricing.
One last question. This whole industry has moved away from solvent-based adhesives to water-based adhesives. Is the performance just as good?
I think that the whole industry has trended away. There's still several manufacturers that do incorporate some trace amounts of solvent into their adhesives, but I believe it's below reportable levels. As a general rule, we are 100% solvent free, and I would say that the performance characteristics are equal and in some instances better than the products that existed dating back a number of years ago that did have solvent-borne materials in them.
Okay, great, Joe. Well, congratulations on your expansion. Again, we've been talking to Joe Tutelamondo, who's Vice President and General Manager with XL Brands, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FortElly.net.